Welcome, friends, to today's broadcast. It gives me joy to hear how the messages are impacting on your life. My counsel is that you be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. I will continue the prophetic word I commenced in the last broadcast. Our title remains, Behold, I Will Do a New Thing. Our text equally remains Isaiah 43, verse 16 to verse 19. Isaiah 43, verse 16 to verse 19. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things of old, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are a covenant-keeping God. When you say a thing, you commit yourself to bring it to pass. Thank you that you are not a man that changes his words. You have promised to do anything. You have even commenced. Complete, dear Lord, what you have started in the lives of my hearers. Lord, confirm the words of your servants as I proclaim your words. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Friends, in the last broadcast, I did mention that our Father in heaven has said he will do a new thing. I trust that you believe that God is capable of performing his words. He is watching over his words to perform it. May I inform you that his words will not return unto him void without accomplishing the purpose for which he sent it. You need to rise up in faith and receive the word. The Bible says, without faith, you cannot please God. The entrance of the word of God in your life casts light and dispels or dislodges unbelief or doubt. Believe God and let your spirit receive life in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, I enumerated that God is ready to give you a new personality. It is not impossible. From prison, Joseph was brought out. His prison dress was removed. He was shaved. He was given new set of dresses and perhaps shoes or sandals and brought before the king, Pharaoh. From there, he acquired a new personality. Only God can do such things. In Psalm 113, verse 5 to 9, the Bible says, Who can compare with the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, even the princes of our people. He gives the childless woman a family, making her a happy mother. Praise the Lord. Let me share a testimony with you. I know a woman who lives in Owerri and works in the Federal Audit Department. When she got married, she relocated from Umuahia to Owerri and lost her job in the Forestry Department. She was in a low cadre. She applied in the audit department as a messenger and forgot the application. One day, the federal audit staff came in a vehicle and traced her house with the address in the application. She started work soon after. From a messenger, she has risen by promotion and hard work to a senior staff. She has risen from elementary 6 holder to a university undergraduate. All her children are now university graduates and she lives in her own house with her own husband. It can happen to you. Secondly, God wants you to have an enhanced commitment or new devotion to him. I did also say that God wants you to have new principles to follow so that the new things he wants to do can be sustained. In continuing, I also want to declare that God wants to give you new pursuits or new exploits. He wants you to pursue heavenly blessings and eternal rewards. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Lord Jesus says, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added to you." Again, the Bible says, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?" You must learn to put God first. You must also learn to pursue God's priorities. He called us to be fishers of men. He called us to turn the hearts of men back to God. He called us to reconcile people to him. The people that know their God shall do exploits. Radio friends, there are a lot to do for God, but most people are pursuing their own interests. Can you just ask God, "Please give me new pursuits to follow"? Number 5, God wants to download to you new provisions. New provisions. You need to rise above your present level of faith to receive answers to prayers and access God's provisions. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up to us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Brothers and sisters, the question is, God who did not withhold his son from dying on the cross for us, do you not think he will provide our needs and everything else we need? Again, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, Jesus our Lord said, "And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." You need unwavering faith. This kind of faith develops through intimacy with God. Rise above your present level of faith to access new provisions. Recently, I learned a lesson on being grateful to God on an everyday basis. Stop dwelling on what is not available and show gratitude for what God has done already and what he will do in future. It opens doors for new provisions. I am persuaded to tell anyone who is incapacitated by sickness or pain that God has provided for your healing. Start by thanking him that you are alive and breathing. I know a sister recently who showed gratitude to someone who showed him favor 20 years ago. She testified before people what was done to her. Every person was happy. I tell you, she has entered into new provisions. The Lord wants to give you new provisions. Number 6, the Lord wants to usher you into a new popularity and reputation. A new popularity and reputation. You have faced ridicule, you have faced shame and humiliation. The time to lift you to a position of honor has come. In Isaiah 62, verse 2 to verse 4, Isaiah the prophet, declaring the word of God to the Israelites, says, "The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God." Continuing in verse 4, he proclaimed that you shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land anymore be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah, which means my delight is in her. Radio friends, if you accept and believe, God will give you a new name, which will reflect your new elevation. Number 7, the Lord wants you to access new power. New power. He will fill you with new power and authority to contend with the display of evil in our contemporary society. But you must become new wineskin to carry the new wine. The old wineskin must be dropped, otherwise it will destroy the new wine. Let us pray. Our God, your word is true. You have promised to do a new thing. As many as look up to you in faith for a new thing to happen in their lives, I am praying, mighty God, that your promises will come alive in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.